Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Our next guest got in touch with the programme yesterday to tell us how he had made contact with the HSE to ask if he could donate his vaccine to someone else. And he joins me on the line now to tell us his story. Brian McCormick, a very welcome to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Claire. Good morning.
So tell me, why do you want to give your vaccine away? You'd prefer to give it to one of your grandchildren rather than have it yourself.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, I'm in my 70s.
Yeah.
And I've had a good life, and I still have a good life, and I'm healthy and the whole lot, and I can get out to the park, I have my dog. But I just feel that young people particularly are really suffering at this time, particularly, you know, adolescents, young teenagers, learning to be adults, if you like. They're just suffering so badly because they're not allowed to meet their friends. They do meet them occasionally, I'm sure. But I just feel they're suffering so badly, you know. And I'd love to see one of my grandchildren maybe having the opportunity to get the vaccine before I do.
Because you've seen firsthand the impact that it's having on younger people. I know you were listening to the programme yesterday when we were talking to Saoirse and Dan. And they were telling us...
I was very impressed,
They've been living through the last year, but they have the added complication of having an underlying condition. So their lives have been really curtailed. And you're saying... I mean, do you think that your life hasn't been changed that much by the restrictions?
It has been changed, there's no doubt about it. And I really feel that there's a terrible level of frustration, you know, with the way the whole lockdown is. And I'm in the happy position of a lovely park beside me, Tymon Park, and I can get out there and walk the dog, and I can meet people at a safe distance and all that when I do walk. But there's so many people locked in maybe an apartment or a flat or something like that have no garden, and I really feel for people like that, but young people, as I say, particularly.
And so you emailed the HSE to say, look, I want to do this, I want to give my vaccine dose to one of my grandchildren or to a younger person, and they came back to you?
They came back and said, no, it just can't be done. It's a government decision. It has to be a rollout at a certain thing. And I think that's just too inflexible. It should be some sort of leeway given. Now, I know there is, because, you know, people with underlying conditions and all that sort of thing are given priority. But in a case, you know, where somebody wants to, and it's not going to cause any logistical problems, that if somebody wants to give it to somebody else, and I don't mind waiting the extra few months till it would come up for me, I'm happy enough. As I say, I've lived my life and I'm still living a good life as I am. You know?
Yeah, and you're concerned that the conversation around young people is not where it should be, Brian.
Absolutely, and I think there's a lot of frustration going on. Like, we run a small group in our local park, Friends of Tymon Park, and there's a lot of frustration. You can hear all young lads are out there and they're bonfires and they're not social distancing and all. That's what young people do, you know. We have to allow them to learn to be adults and to be responsible, you know. But if they're locked down and everybody is down on them, given out, and in fact, there was somebody come up with the idea that we get vigilantes out. This sort of right-wing stuff, I was horrified when I heard it. As I say, kids are kids, and we all done things that we might not be too happy about now. But that's how kids learn how to be adults, you know.
Well, Brian's a really interesting suggestion. So we wanted to get the view of Professor of Immunovirology at University Cork College, Cork's Department of Medicine, Liam Fanning, to give us his take. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Claire.
What do you think of what Brian has tried to do?
Well, I suppose it fits in with the kind of, vaccine altruism that has been, the genesis of COVAX and the WHO kind of alliance for the equitable access of vaccines. And it's very encouraging, it's very nice to hear this story. There really isn't any way within the kind of, you know, to give it and donate your vaccine. I can understand why the HSE would say no, even though it seems like a very laudable thing to do.
Yeah, but some people think it's really sensible, Liam. I already have messages coming in, and one of them here says, I agree, I'd love to be able to give my vaccine to the young. Please explore this. I've had a great life. It's somebody else's turn now. I don't want to suggest that Brian's life or anyone else's is over, but if somebody wanted to say, look, as Brian said there, I'm happy to wait an extra few months if it gives freedom to younger people who probably are circulating a bit more anyway.
Well, they are circulating a bit more, and it's a very nice gesture. But I suppose vaccinating of the young, we'll say the 16 to 35, is definitely something that needs a wider discussion within Ireland, and the value of doing that.
But you're saying it won't happen.
Well, I don't think, given the current policy with respect to outlining vaccines, donation of one's vaccine to another individual, I don't think will happen, no.
But do you think that moving younger people up the list might bring us to a better outcome more quickly?
Oh, I do. I do think it, because, I mean, after all, you know, most of the infections are in that cohort now. I think the data from yesterday suggested that 75% of the infections were under 45. And I think it's definitely worth a conversation, given the Israeli data, which show that out of 520,000 individuals who were vaccinated, only 544 were hospitalised. Sorry, were infected. 4 were hospitalised with serious sequelae, and none died. So I think there's very strong evidence from some of the trials from the Moderna and the UK AstraZeneca trial that, you know, asymptomatic infections are reduced in those that are vaccinated. And, you know, the 16 to 35-year-olds will cover the leaving cert, the university students, those in, you know, they're socially active, they spend a lot of money in the economy. And, you know, by protecting them, we're protecting others within society who they'll mix with their parents, who might mix them with their grandparents, but their grandparents will already be vaccinated.
Are we assuming, though, Liam, now in having this conversation, that they won't be transmitting the virus?
Well, look, this is a balance of risk and benefit. So at the moment, most of the infections we have in Ireland at the moment are under 45. The vaccines have been shown to, you know, give many-fold protection. I mean, out of that Israeli study is key. You know, you only had 544 out of 520,000 vaccines. In the parallel unvaccinated group, you had over 18,000 infections. I think the evidence is fairly clear, you know, that there's less infections in those individuals that are vaccinated. And if we target those individuals where the infections are at their highest, the parallel conclusion from that is that, you know, you will reduce transmission into the older age groups. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not for a minute suggesting, like, you know, if you give to one, you take away from the other. You know, I mean, you know, we've seen that the chronically ill cancer patients and so on, kidney dialysis patients, should be moved up. But the healthy under 65, you know, I think, you know, they're going to benefit if we vaccinate the 16 to 35 as well, because there'll be less virus circulating. And the number per 100,000 will decrease even further.
Yeah, a listener says if an older person gets sick, it will use more medical resources to treat them.
Yes, it will. I mean, we've seen that the stay in ICUs has been prolonged with the infections that happened since December. And yes, it will cost quite an amount of money. But remember, you know, by very soon we will have most of the over 70s vaccinated. And all the data supports that the vaccines prevent serious illness, reduces mortality, and those that are vaccinated pick up the infection less frequently.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Professor Liam Fanning, thank you for joining us, and also Brian McCormack, thank you. It's an interesting suggestion and one that people are very engaged with, according to the text messages that we're getting. Let's take a quick break.
Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
This man is right. Vaccine priority should be towards young and the productive working population. We must get the economy back. Not everyone agrees. No way I don't give my vaccine to anyone else. I'm as much entitled to it as anybody else.